an interest in your prayers this morning as we look in the Word of God. $0.25 at a time. If you will turn with me to the book of Mark, in the 16th chapter. As we enter into this meeting, I would just like to encourage everyone to make it a special matter of prayer that God would anoint the services.
Yes.
And when we come in, sometimes it's easy to sit back and maybe just expect the minister or the singers or something to just bring the service with them. But what we need is the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And pray for the ministers that the Lord would give the messages that we need at the right times.
Yes.
So I ask an interest in your prayers this morning. Mark chapter 16 in the 15th verse. Very familiar commission that Jesus gave to his disciples. And he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now that was a commission that the Lord gave to all of us. And I wonder how many of us here this morning have gone into all the world and preached the gospel. Do you know, just looking around, I don't think any of us have gone into all of the world. There's a lot of places that we haven't been. There's a lot of places we have not been, but that was what the Lord commissioned the disciples and His church to do, was to take the gospel to the world. But with that in mind, let's turn to the book of Mark in the 5th chapter, in the 18th verse. And this is the story, as you recall, the story when Jesus delivered the man that was living in the tombs. He delivered him from all of the spirits and the devils that he had.
Yes.
Legion was his name.
Yes.
There were so many spirits and devils, and Christ delivered him. And this man had a desire.
Yes.
I'd like us to read what it was. Mark chapter 5, verse 18. It said, "When he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him."
Yes.
Now, when I see someone said, "I pray thee," I don't just see a casual, "Oh, if it's okay, can I go with you?" You know, I kind of think that might be kind of nice. But he was entreating him.
Yes,
I pray thee, would you let me go with you?
Yes.
Because Christ had done a lot for him in his life. But Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, "Go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee." And it said, "He departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel."
Yes.
Do you know there is something about following Christ that sounds very glorious? I would like to be with you, Jesus, where you feed the thousands from just a little bit of bread and a few fish. And I'd like to see the dead raised. And for people to look on and say, "I'm one of that group.
Right.
Yes, I'm a follower of Christ." You know, there's almost an adrenaline rush to be there when those miracles were happening. It was something to just to behold. And I'd like to be there to see when people just flock around Christ.
Yes.
You know, I'd kind of be in that inner circle myself. And people would kind of flock around us and kind of have to go through us to get to the Master. And I'd like to be part of that group. But do you know, there are some that needed to be part of that group.
Right.
But most people weren't part of that group.
Yes.
And Jesus said, "I want you to go home." And we wonder, how does that correlate with the commission that Christ gave to go into all the world? Because now we see Jesus just saying, "Well, I want you to go home and tell people what I've done for you."
Right.
Do you know this morning that all of us have a sphere in this world?
Yes.
We all have a place that God has put us in, and it may not be in some grand, glorious sounding place to go take the gospel, but all of us have a place to fill for the Lord in this life.
Yes.
When you go to school, when you go to work, God has given you that place, and that's your world.
That's right.
And he wants you to take the gospel to your world, wherever you are, that you can share of the hope that we have in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
This man here, he went home and he didn't do a half-hearted job. He spread throughout the whole city. But he had more influence there than possibly, Christ himself.
Yes.
Because of this, people knew who this man was. We remember how you were possessed. We remember the mind that you had, and you couldn't keep your clothes on, and we couldn't even keep you chained because you were so powerful from the forces that worked within you. And so he went out and he lived the Christian life in front of his friends and family that they had somewhere in their hearts to believe that Christ is real, because I've seen what you did in this life.
Right.
In this person's life, in this man's life. Well, we were created for a purpose this morning. We are saved by grace through faith. But what were we saved for? We were created unto what? Unto what?
Good
unto good works. Ephesians 2:8 to 10. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, lest any man should boast, but we are his workmanship, created unto good works. We were saved by grace. We're not saved by our works. But once we are saved, the Lord has something for all of us to do.
Yes, he does.
And so we say, well, Lord, what are we supposed to do then? And we turn to the book of Acts.
Yes.
The Acts of the Apostles. And it sounds glorious. When we read the Acts of the Apostles, we read how the Holy Spirit descended and they spoke in other languages that they didn't know. There's an awe factor there. They spoke in other languages that they didn't know, and Peter preached with boldness and 3,000 people were saved. That sounds pretty glorious, doesn't it? Well, we read about Peter and John going to the temple and the lame man being healed instantly. That sounds glorious. We read about Ananias and Sapphira lying to the Holy Spirit about their consecration. And what happened to them? They dropped dead, didn't they? They fell over dead. I wonder what would happen if that happened in our midst. I'm consecrated, and then they fall over dead. We'd say, God is in this place.
Yes.
You enter into this worship with reverence and with fear. We read about people being healed. We read about the apostles being imprisoned and the angel of the Lord coming and opening up the prison doors. We read about Stephen being stoned. And in a way, it's almost romantic. We can romanticize that. Well, he was the first martyr. He gave his life for the cause of Christ. And he did. We read about Herod being eaten by worms because he gave not God the glory. So we read through the book of Acts, and there's a lot of powerful things in there. There's a lot going on. But do you know that between those acts, there was a whole lot of living going on? Between those acts, there was a lot of living. Do you know that the apostles, the disciples that were married, maybe the prison doors were open for them. And there were those that were healed. But do you know they had to pray for grace when people got on their nerves? Yeah. See, we just read a condensed version of what happened in the early morning church. Those are the highlights.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot more living that aren't highlights. You know, if all of us were to go through our lives, we'd have some pretty impressive stories to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But between those stories,
right,
there's a lot of living going
yes.
on. Jesus said, I want you to take the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not just interested in us taking the gospel with the highlights. He's wanting us to take the gospel in our daily living.
Yes.
Because, do you know, I imagine the disciples and the apostles that were married, those that were married had some misunderstandings with their companion. What do y'all think? We don't read about that, though, do we? But do you know how I know? Because that's living. That's personalities. I imagine when their children made a mess, there were times that they got a little bit frustrated sometimes and maybe had to pray for a little extra special grace that they could know how to be a better parent for their children. And there's a lot of things there that we don't read about. There were probably some of those in the early morning church that they struggled with feelings of maybe inadequacy. But we turn and we read in Acts and think, wow, this is impressive. But they were human just like we are. And that's why when they began, remember, wasn't it Paul and Barnabas? Was it Paul and Barnabas when people began to exalt them as gods? And they were like, stop. We are men of like passion. In other words, you saw this person healed, but you know what? Yesterday I was praying for the Lord to give me grace because someone was really, I was struggling to have the right attitude. That was the living. Well, it is not all about doing Christian. I'll say that again. Living for God is not all about doing Christian. It's about being Christian. Mm-hmm. And the life for Christ is not all about the big things. Written on the board 25 cents at a time. There's a man by the name of Fred Craddock that was addressing a group of ministers, I believe many years ago, and he caught hold of something about consecration. And this is what he said. To give my life for Christ appears glorious. To pour out myself for others. To pay the ultimate price for martyrdom. I'll do it. I'm ready, Lord, to go out in a blaze of glory. We think giving our all to the Lord is like taking a $1,000 bill and laying it on the table, and we say, here's my life, Lord. I'm giving it all. But the reality for most of us is that He sends us to the bank and has us cash in our $1,000 bill for quarters. And we go through life putting out 25 cents here and 50 cents there. This morning, usually, living for Christ is not all about the glory and the fanfare. It's not about the big things. But do you know that true service to Christ has to do with the little acts of faithfulness, the little deeds of kindness, the little acts of self-denial? And it would be easier to go out in a flash of glory. Martyrdom. I would give my life for the cause of Christ. But are you willing to humble yourself to the person that's trespassing against you? Or are you willing to give your 25 cents and say, I'm willing to be long-suffering here? You say, Lord, I will go anywhere that you call me to go. But are we willing to pay to put out our 50 cents of consecration and walk across the aisle or walk across the street and share the love of Jesus with somebody? Living for the Lord is harder over the long haul than it is with the big acts. All right? The 25 cents at a time is where the spiritual rubber meets the road. And I could tell you stories this morning of amazing things that God has done. Devils being cast out. Preaching to the hundreds, if not thousands. People responding. But I want to tell you something. And we can sit back and say, wow, that's really glorious. But do you know, it means more to follow Christ when people trespass against me. And I'm saying, Lord, would you help me? I'm struggling here to find grace to love them like I should. Do you know it takes more spirituality to do that than it does to do something that sounds grand? We talk about the Acts of the Apostles, but what about the living? Folks, it's about the 25 cents at a time. It's about the little things. It's about the, I know casting out devils and raising the dead sounds big, but successful Christian living is in the little things. Consider what Jesus said in 1 Peter in the second chapter. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. Jesus said, for even hereunto were ye called. Now, this was the calling that God, that Jesus gave to us. Now, don't misunderstand me this morning. When God calls you to do big things, and the Spirit of the Lord works in a grand way in your life, give God the glory, say thank you, Lord. But you're going to be reminded real fast of your humanity when you come back home from that big thing. Do you know the devil works the hardest sometimes for the preachers? But I don't think it's just for the preachers. I think it's for all of us. When you leave a meeting, have you found that the devil works the hardest sometimes? Because we can come together and, oh, we had a glorious meeting. Yeah. That's wonderful. We want glorious meetings. But what I want even more than that is when I go home, I find the grace of God in my life to be steadfast and consistent and faithful serving the Lord. The Lord is pleased with that. So he said, here were you called. He didn't say raise the dead and cast out devils. This is what Jesus said here. He said, because Christ suffered for us. Leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps. So we say, Lord, what kind of example? What am I supposed to do now? It said he did no sin. You can read the Acts and it's inspiring, and I believe God has acts for all of us. The acts of Ethan, the acts of Lindsay, the acts of Nicole, the acts of care. Do you know the Lord has acts? There's things he wants to do in your life, but even more than the acts is the living. If we don't have the living down, how can we even expect the acts from time to time? If we don't have the living. So he said he did no sin. How glorious is that? Well, I didn't commit adultery today. Oh, Brother Michael, that's wonderful. You ought to write a book about it. Well, that doesn't sound real glorious, but that's where the power is. That, Lord, you kept me faithful today to my wife. Isn't that wonderful? It really is. My wife thinks it is, at least. But do you realize that it's in the living today? You know, someone treated you wrong, and you love them and you forgave them. And that's never talked about. There's no book ever written about that. But that's true spirituality. That's just, Lord, I give my life to you, and I'd like to do something big, but the Lord's saying, can you give me a 25-cent consecration here and forgive them?
Yeah.
Can you give me, and Lord, this is more than 25, okay, give me 50 cents and let this thing go. Just commit it to me.
Yeah.
Don't retaliate. You don't have to let them know how wrong they really are and how they really didn't have the facts and misunderstood. Just give it to me. But Lord, I'd rather go to Africa and do something big. And Lord said, okay, here. It's harder to give the 50 cents sometimes. This is where the rubber meets the road, folks. Living for Christ, 25 cents at a time. He did no sin, neither was guile found his mouth. I told the truth today. Did some of y'all tell the truth today? There's not going to be any books written about that, but do you know every time you get in a place that you think, you know what, if I deviate from the truth, it would seem like it would be a little easier right now. But Lord, I'm going to give you my 25 cents of consecration, and I'm going to tell the truth right here. That is spirituality. That's spirituality. He said when he was reviled, he reviled not again. He didn't retaliate. When he suffered, he threatened not. If you do that again, do you know, this is 25 cents at a time. Living for the Lord day after day. This is Christian living, folks. Christian living, yes, we can say, well, I want to go with Christ. And the Lord is saying, go back home and live the life. You say, but that's not glorious. I'd rather go out in a blaze of glory. But can you go home and say no to temptations of the world? Can you go home and say, Lord, I know going to this place and listen to that, I know it's not good for me, so Lord, I'm going to lay that thing aside. That was just a 25-cent consecration. That's where the power is going to be found, saints. This is where true power with God is found, is in the daily Christian living that He's called us to. The fruit of the Spirit. What is the evidence of the Spirit? How many devils have you cast out? How many people have you laid hands on that were instantly healed? Don't misunderstand me this morning. It's wonderful when God does that. It's humbling when God does that. It's not exalting. It's very humbling. But that's not the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is, yeah, we know that. It's love and it's joy. And it sounds like someone just there was someone that used to come to service many years ago. They come in, and we still have people like that. And when they come in and they put money in the offering box, you can hear the tingle. And sometimes it sounded like they were throwing hard, so you'd know they were doing it. Well, they were putting in pennies and quarters, and you know, it's the stuff that you don't hear that you think, well, that's what's valuable. But do you realize when it comes to Christian living, it really is about the small things? It's about the small things. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. You say, well, Lord, I'm willing to do whatever you want me to do. Do we have some volunteers to do some really good work for God this morning? And some of you young people say, yeah, it's exciting. Can we go to a foreign country? And we're going to really... No, actually, the bathrooms need to be cleaned. So, well, you know what? I'm not going to be around after service. Well, do you realize... I'll share with you. I remember one time as a young... I was a preteen or maybe a little older than that. A young teenager. And a consecration message went forward and I went to the altar. I was in Guthrie, Oklahoma. And went to the altar to pray and I'm... You know, you're thinking of the $1,000 bill of consecration. And whoever prayed with me pointed out some 25-cent consecration, and it just didn't sound quite so glorious anymore. But do you know in reality, that's where it's at.
Yes.
It's just daily,
yes,
consistent Christian living.
Yes.
There's a passage in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17. Paul was writing, and he said, "For this cause... I have sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord." That is such a beautiful passage of Scripture to me. I'm sending Timothy to you and he's faithful in the Lord. I don't think he was talking about the number of dead that Timothy had raised. I really don't think he was talking about how many different languages that Timothy had been able to speak in. He was talking about someone that had a relationship with God who had been diligent and consistent. And so he said, "I'm sending you a faithful brother in the Lord." Oh, how the Lord is looking for people today to give their 25 cents at a time, little by little. There is a sister I heard recently that had some weight she needed to lose. And Renee told me that her goal was to lose 1 pound a month. I kind of chuckled at that. Because when I'm trying to lose weight, if I'm not losing 2 pounds a week, I'm not real happy with progress. So I thought, this sister's, her goal is to lose 1 pound a month. Do you know if she does that in a year, she's going to be 12 pounds? Because it's easy to gain a pound a month.
Yes, it is.
And I've been there. And then, but you know, after a year, if you lose a pound a month, you're down 12 pounds. After 2 years, you're down 24 pounds. And I thought, you know what? She can do that. And my chuckle turned to admiration. 25 cents at a time. It's not glorious. She can't get up and say, "I lost 30 pounds in the last 3 months. She can get up and say, "I lost a pound this month." And kind of look at her, it's like, why are you testifying?
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, day after day, month after month,
yes,
I admire that. That's Christian living, folks. It exemplifies what serving the Lord is really all about. It's little by little. The little consecration, the forgiveness, the long-suffering with this one. And that's when the Lord looks down and He said, "This is my faithful servant. This is the one that you can rely on." Who is a faithful and a wise servant? When the Lord delays His coming and the unrighteous or evil servant says, the master delays His coming, and he goes out and does what he wants to do. But the faithful servant is the one that is diligent, just doing the daily care, taking care of the daily things of life faithfully and consistently. And you know, that's where most of us are going to live most of the time. Even if you have your book of Acts, and my prayer is for you young people, y'all will have a big book of Acts. But even if you have a big book, you're going to have more living between those Acts than you do Acts. Yes. That's the reality.
Yes.
Lord, would you help me then today to be willing to give my 25 cents? Some people say, well, even thinking about financial, well, I don't have a lot to give. Do you have 25 cents? I have a little bit. Are we giving the little bit that we have, the little bit of time, the little bit of finance, the little bit of energy? And it's not real glorious in a sense. But when you stop and think about it, it's pretty glorious, really. It takes on a whole new meaning when you look at it. Over, and we're not going to take the time to return to it, but in Deuteronomy chapter 7, the 22nd verse, God told the children of Israel that He was going to give them the land of Canaan little by little.
Yes.
Do you know that? It wasn't all about the battle of Jericho, the battles of Jericho. It was about daily stepping out and gaining a little more territory. Because what the scripture says, if I gave it all to you, it said the beast would take over. In other words, your population isn't big enough to spread out over all the land that I'm going to give you. And so if I gave it all to you today, and you'd be a little pocket of people here and a few people here, the wild animals would not be subdued and they would take over. And so He said, you're going to do this step by step, little by little. Christian living is the same way. Sometimes there are even challenges. I say sometimes. Do not we all have spiritual challenges in our life? And sometimes we want to see that glorious, instantaneous time that it's not a challenge anymore.
Right.
And the Lord has those. I believe in those. Deliverance from sin is one of those things. But yet we all are left with our personalities. We all have challenges in life. And it's if we can just serve the Lord in those challenges, 25 cents at a time, day by day, little by little, and don't be discouraged because of it. I want to encourage us today. Don't be discouraged when, you know, today I'm a little bit further than I was last year. I wish I was a lot further, but you know what? I'm still saved.
Right.
And I've made some progress in this area of my life. And it didn't come by a big act. It just came 25 cents at a time. To be faithful, folks, means so much. Faithful in service. Faithful in obedience. Faithful in, well, it's service time. Should we go to church or not? That was not a question in our home growing up, and it was not a question in my children's home when they grew up. Are we going to service today? Yes. That was 25 cents at a time, too. And you know what? Not only as a child, sometimes, you know, children don't feel like going. You say, children? You know, sometimes as adults, you say, I've got some other things I'm pressed to do. And I'm not saying there aren't some exceptions. Please don't misunderstand me. But you know what I'm talking about, I think. There are times that I was so close to making an exception. And I told my children, I said, you know what? This is where it starts. Because I have stuff really should have gotten taken care of tonight. But you know what? If we do it this week, it'll be a little easier next week. And all of us always have things to do. But Lord, am I willing to give you my 25 cents that someone could say, that's a faithful brother. I appreciate so much. There are some elderly folks that I could name them out and I won't. But they're not preachers. They haven't traveled lots. And maybe you don't say, I don't see a big book of Acts. But they have been steady, faithful, consistent, dependable. And if I saw them get discouraged and lose out with God, it would shake me. because they have been people you just rely on them. They're going to be there. They're steady. Maybe they don't say a lot, but they're faithful saints of God. That's really most of what serving God is really supposed to be about. Lord, help me to give my 25 cents. Christian living, 25 cents in faithfulness. And I will also say, we look at the needs in our world and we say, well, are we going to light the world on fire? Or can we feed all of the hungry and clothe all those that don't have anything to wear? And the answer to that is no. But the scripture said, if you see your brother have need, he said, you say you have faith, but I'm going to show you my faith by my works. I don't think he was talking about big acts. I always think he was talking about the quiet little sister or the quiet brother that just, you know, I'm talking about someone just in obscurity that saw a need and quietly went and ministered to that need. They gave their 25 cents. They were showing their faith by the works that they did. And we say, oh, I want some works in my life. Do you know people that have needs? I'd like us to turn, if you would, with me in our closing scripture in the 25th chapter of Matthew. And I was amazed and really challenged as I read this scripture in a little different light. Matthew chapter 25, verse 38. Very familiar, wonderful scripture. Much, scripture preached much when it comes to consecration. And well, it should be. I have been and will in the future, Lord willing. But I want us to consider a little different aspect of it this morning. 25, verse 38. Actually, that is not the one I was looking for. If any man will come after me, let him take up his cross, deny himself. Let him deny himself and take up his cross and do what? Follow me. And then if you will read down just a couple of verses below it, he said, and whosoever talks about giving the prophet a cup of cold water in my name. And I thought, you were just talking about taking up your cross. You were just talking about denying everything. And within a couple of verses, you're talking about giving, whether it's the prophet or one scripture talks about giving a child, a cup of cold water, that's consecration. You know, it is. It was 25 cents. We talk about the cross as being something that's so big. And again, there's a place of self-denial. But folks, the reality is that total consecration translates into the small deeds and acts of kindness and consecration. I can't feed the multitude, but I can give them a cup of cold water. And the Lord looks at that and he says, well done. Mm-hmm. You want a book written? The acts of? No. Seek for the 25, 50-cent deeds of kindness, acts of faithfulness, and those things of Christian living, folks. This is where it's at. We read about Philip leaving a great revival, if you will, to go minister to the Ethiopian. He left where God was really doing something to just go to minister to one person. You know, he was giving his 25 cents. Lord, it may not be big, but I want to do what you called me to do. So I'd like to encourage us in the spirit of the Lord this morning. Let's live life in our service, and in our love, and in our faithfulness, 25 cents at a time. Day by day, faithfully, dependable, be consistent. And while the Lord has some things for all of us to do, I believe he has greater things for all of us to do. The reality is that most of all of our living is not up here with these big extraordinary things. It's down here in our relationships with people. In just our relationship with God, how we're serving him day by day. Let's go serve Him 25 cents at a time. God bless you all.